Hi, folks. DJ would love to be with you, but she's a little incapacitated. So here's the story of how it happened, as I remember it. It was one of those first sunny and hot days towards the end of May. We were up by the shop cooking a sirloin tip roast in our smoker, and dear wife, also known as DJ, went back to the house to get the potatoes ready for baking. About 45 minutes later, I realized she hadn't answered my text messages about the meat temperature and timing. So I headed to the house, and there she was, sitting on the steps waiting for me to show up. We're only talking 200 feet away, but no line of sight. Didn't have her phone, so she couldn't alert me to the fact that she'd slipped on the steps and it looked like a broken ankle. A quick call to 911 brought an ambulance from Okotoks in about 15 minutes. Half an hour later, she was in emergency at South Health Campus, where she was quickly admitted and x-rayed, which confirmed she had broken her ankle in two places, a tibia fibula fracture. Dear wife was assessed by a trauma orthopedic surgeon and scheduled for surgery. The surgery was done the next day at 2 p.m, and by 8 o'clock that evening, DJ was back home. From start to finish, all in about 27 hours, absolutely amazing. Kudos to Alberta Health Services, the paramedics, the care teams, and support staff at South Health Campus. Of course, the saga continues, as I am now a chief cook and bottle washer, as well as a home care nurse for the next few weeks. It's given me a better understanding of what it takes to care for someone who cannot take care of themselves. By the way, the roast survived.